would you call a ditch along an upgraded road?
A ditch along an upgraded road. Canal?
Okay. And how about soil that's not good for planting? What would you call that?
Gravel, or it could be alkali, caliche.
How about soil that's good for planting?
Clay, soil that had humus in it, but that would, that's hard to come by in El Paso. The silt of the Rio Grande provides good land adjoining where it overflows. And builds up a, it can have a mixture of clay and silt in it, fertile.
Let's see, in a neighborhood you have a strip of cement in front of all the houses, that's called?
Sidewalk.
And some neighborhoods have like residential homes on either side, a line of trees down the middle, and traffic can go on one side of the trees and on the other side come the other way. What's that called?
A median or a parkway.
A parkway, okay. Is that the same as a boulevard?
I guess it could be, surely. I usually think of a boulevard as something grandioso, something larger.
Okay. Paved roads, do paved roads have any significant names? I mean, in terms of like what it's made out of?
We build roads in our part of the world out of concrete. We build them out of asphalt. They are hard surface road, as you would, as opposed to a dirt road.
How about the roadway through our mountain, what's that called?
You mean the Trans Mountain Highway?
Exactly. And when I say Badlands to you, what does that make you think of?
Well, the true Badlands are found in the up in the Dakotas and Montana and parts of Idaho, and they're what they sound like. They're bad looking.
How about high plains? What are the high plains?
Just that. They're big rolling plains. Eastern Montana and parts of Wyoming have long plains. This is where the buffalo used to roam.
How about the word hole in reference to a mountain?
Hole?
Yeah.
Are you saying H-O-L-D?
H-O-L-E.
Hole. It would be a mine.
Okay. And what's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Only the size of it, in my mind.
A place that's sloped between two peaks is called what?
A valley.
Okay. And what's the difference between that and a place that has been cut by a river? Well, what's the difference between a valley and a canyon?
Well, a canyon, a river generally flows in our western mountains. A river cuts cuts into the soil and leaves a canyon, a like